Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below.
First up, Mayan. Please share the highlights of the yoga channel.
Hello. So we had some brilliant sessions. Racial trauma, restorative yoga for race-based trauma with Gail Parker. That was insightful. For online teaching, shift to yoga to online teaching, Leslie Kamenoff. We had, if you like breathing, Patrick McCone, Peter Blackaby, if you like great sensory yoga, and old school yogis, Richard Freeman, Mary Taylor did a brilliant session. For all things accessible yoga, Matthew Sanford, that was inspiring. For entertaining session, Colin Hall, social impact, Josephine and James in the Prison Yoga Project, going really fast. If you like pelvises, Lauren O'Hayon, and Karen was a great one with a compassionate body.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Mayan. Julie, I'm timing y'all.
All right. So with the Trauma and Social Change channel, some sessions that I personally would really love to go back to are the panel discussions, because we've tried to bring together perspectives from different parts of the world, from different countries, from different approaches. There's a panel on embodying resilience with Nkem Defo, Jonathan Fox, Paul Linden, and Elaine Miller-Karas. We've just finished a panel on can trauma be healed? So we started with resilience, building resilience, and went all the way through all these approaches to dealing with trauma and to answering the final question, has this, you know, whole thing made a difference? Is there a way that we can make a difference in our lives today through the small and large work that we're doing? And we've had exciting sessions on both trauma healing and also social change, so activism, healing trauma, and creating change through art and play. All of these really worth checking out.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Course, Rafe isn't here.
Oh no! We move on to Yolanda.
G'day everyone. So some of the stuff that we've been liking. Well, personally, I love some of the panels. We had some Breathwork Elders panel. We had the Scientist and Monk discussion today. Some of my other favorites, I had Dan Ingram. I had Richard Shankman, Kathleen Booker, obviously, because I'm a little in love with Kathleen. What about you, Yolanda?
William Bloom was absolutely fantastic, as was Lauren Roach, Jessica Dibb, Dan Brulé and Rabia. And obviously, they're all on the Breathwork panel as well. They all do the great individual sessions. And there's just so much.
I can't forget people like Joseph Goldstein and Sally Kempton, who probably should have been on the keynote stage, but we managed to nab them. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, that'll do us, I think.
The channel covers such a huge spectrum of things. I don't know if I can really just pinpoint any. I mean, there are so many great ones like Donnie Eden and David Feinstein and Tim Vanderbeet. And you know, some that are not as known, that are just as good. Dominique Cassidy, Georgia Vary. They're all just great. And we covered everything. We covered breathwork. We covered yoga. We covered business. We covered everybody because why not?
Sure, sure. Thank you. I'm sure they're happy to hear that. Stephanie, how was leadership in business?
So actually, I think I've been lucky because I was also in charge partly of the keynotes. So I've managed to have from a very vulnerable and deep way of presenting. I had Alanis Morissette, Richard Schwartz, Dan Siegel, Kristin Neff. But what you will see is also the same as Judy said, the panels were really, really interesting. So you can have a lot of different perspective on many topics. We had a lot of fun on the panel on marketing, if you want to watch out, and a lot of practical tools, even just tonight, just before this session with Tammy Salmon. So check it out.
Wonderful, thank you. How about Christina, intimacy and relationship? Wonderful, I feel so bad just moving you on. There's so much here.
I feel the same as Tom. We had such a breadth of topics covering anything from parenting to sensuality, sexuality, men's work, women's work. And I think some of my personal highlights were, I mean, obviously our panels, I highly recommend, but also Betty Martin, Michaela Boom, Warren Farrell, Elon Stefani. Then Atira Tan talked about sexual abuse and how to recover from that and the trauma arising. Parenting with Roma Norris, Roger Kuhn and Sherry Taylor on the eros of embodiment, Sue Sutherland on masturbation and self-care, Jenny Keane on how to activate arousal, Nami Pillay with such amazing authenticity that I just was moved and touched, and there were so many others, and I feel like 1 minute just doesn't do it justice.
Oh, not at all. And that does sound like more than could fit into one channel right there. Yeah. How about Adrian? Ecology and research.
Adrian.
We love you.
Oh, please unmute. Catherine, is up there, Adrian?
Okay, let's move on with Antonia then, and we'll see if we can get back to Adrian.
Hey, yeah, I agree with Christine and all my colleagues that it's really hard to pick one, or we've been doing some vote in our Facebook group and we couldn't pick one that is the most favorite on our channel. We had really impressive panel discussions from awakening through dance, moving to inspiration and expression of yourself, and different amazing sessions from Michael Skelton, Laura Woods, Paula Jardim, Liz Peters, Adam Bali, Jamie Cato, and I saw people are writing his name in the chat, Heidi Foster, Rachel Sparks, Nina Little. We had amazing Debbie Rosas. So everyone is what just bringing their fruits on our plate, and we had really fun and creative days. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Antonia. And how about Matthew in coaching?
Oh, we had some rock stars. We had some rock stars. We had some characters that that really pulled out of the hat. We had Professor Snape, who was criticizing Professor McGonagall on one of the talks. We had Tanya McKean, who was the vicar of exuberance, who expressed and explored the spotlight. Joan Rosenberg, who told us how to deal with stuff in 90 seconds. John Hunter with his voice work. Boyce and Hodgson and Lee, Ian, John, both talking to men's work, who, just to tell you a backstory, Boyce and Hodgson recorded his piece while waiting for an ambulance.
Wow.
That's accountability in men's work, eh? We had Robert Diltz, dancing, moving, a chap who's so in his head, really embracing the conference, and Stephen Gilligan and Curtis Watkins both reading poetry in ways that really moved me. We had some really lovely pieces, and I can't thank them enough. It's been an extraordinary experience being a channel manager with these amazing characters on board.
I believe you. Thank you, Matthew. So let's see if either Adrian or Rafe has arrived on the scene. And otherwise, we may hear from them later.
Where's Mark?
Hey! What's going on? Mark, do you want to share about the keynotes?
Jamie, you just gate crashed the party. Nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice to see you, man.
Right, yeah.
We'll call you in later. Thanks for it. Okay, keynotes.
I was lonely.
No way. Keynotes. Keynote stage, we had, Gabor Mate psychoanalyzing me in front of 6,000 people. That, I think, just really set the tone for the whole conference. People wanted something real and something raw and authentic. I didn't quite know what I was getting into, but it was certainly an experience, as was filling in for Pete Levine, who was excellent, of course. Charles Eisenstein was special. He just opened up personally. I think authenticity has been a key theme. Tara Brack, of course, was very good. Rick Hansen was solid. And the trauma panels. The trauma panels, you know, were very special. I think my favorite session though was the love panel. That was just me and like 10 of my favorite embodiment teacher mates having a really good time, including my beloved mentor, Paul Linden, and a bunch of other cool people. So yeah, would you say, Daniela, anything to add to that?
A.H. Almas yesterday was special.
A.H. Almas last night. Okay. So, did I mention by the library, if you haven't already, if you want to see that? I'm not sure if I mentioned that. Okay, great. Miriam.
Yes.
By the way, track managers, we love you. You've done most of the hard work. So, can everyone in the chat...
Adrian!
Hi, folks. We've had panelists from Alaska to Auckland on our channel. We've had Tuksin Ghost Horse and Ilarion Merkuliev doing a panel. We've had an Embodied Knowing panel. We've had Dr. Dance. We've had Embodied Art. We've had Wally McCrady from the Heart Math Institute. Just such a range, Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal ways of being on the land. Interception, just such a range of fantastic stuff. Thank you.
Yes,
is great. Anyone from the Movement Channel around?
Yes, but Steve needs to upgrade them, please.
Upgrade the Movement Channel people.
Yeah,
Steve.
And
they're here. They weren't raising their hands.
Bring me in.
Here I am. Am I here? Do you see me?
Yep, you're here. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so amazing experience, incredible group of speakers. Some highlights for me personally. I really liked Jackie Wu's presentation on play and how important play is and how we can use it in a therapeutic context. And there's a lot of really great discussion of play overall as a theme throughout it. We had some really great movement sessions with folks like Mike Fitch and Ryan Hurst and Marla Fiskin. Deep dive into some really interesting aspects of anatomy and physiology with Gil Headley and Perry Nicholson and Nuria Boer. A lot of talk about the viscera, really interesting stuff around understanding the viscera, which was particularly interesting to me with Matt Sorensen and Perry Nicholson and Jen Esker. And what was the other question? Can you remind me?
Oh, hi, Matt, Miles.
Miriam.
Lovely.
What did I get out of it? Yeah, it was great.
Okay, what's the competition?
Who's your favorite? Should we go favorite channel or favorite channel manager?
Ooh.
Let's do favorite Spicy. Channel manager.
Spicy.
Favorite channel manager. Who's your favorite? They're the ones that did most of the work, really. So let's make sure we give them lots of love.
Yes.
In the chat.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all the work you've done, your assistance. It's been incredible. We've gotten a lot of love from people in via email, all variants, a variety of media. It's been really lovely to receive that. And like I've been saying, we've been running on caffeine, adrenaline, and appreciations. So that's really lovely. Mark has already shared about the keynotes, and he's already also a bit shared about what was most important to him. Do you want to say more about that? And then otherwise we'll ask Daniela.
Yes. We've got this.
You got it.
Oh my God.
What was the question?
What did you get from this? What was important to you?
Besides headache. What did I get from this? Like an experience which I can tell about my non-existent grandchildren at some point.
Hang on, we need something before grandchildren.
No.
Skip that step.
Single.
I didn't get a
available
partner. So what did I get out of this? An amazing experience, certainly sleepless nights, but a lot of appreciation and a lot of personal growth.
It was a growth experience as leaders, right? For me, you and them.
Not just as a leader, as a person, as a
human,
as a human being. Like a year ago or 2 years ago, I wouldn't stand in front of a camera and push Mark out here. I would actually hide behind him. So that is a personal growth experience. I'm listening to all the voices here. I'm hearing voices. So
this is what it was like to do it. The voices. It was like, you can do it. You're amazing. And the other voice, no, everybody hates you. Don't let them see you. Don't let them see you. No, you're good enough. Everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. It's going to end in disaster.
Okay. Yeah, that describes it pretty much. No, but what I got out of this is an amazing experience with incredible human beings. I met a lot of people from very different sides. I discovered things in myself and in others which I otherwise wouldn't have perceived. And so I don't want to repeat this experience. I don't want to miss it. I really don't want to miss it.
How about next year? 10 million people.
Fuck off.
I'm curious about Manal. How are you doing with all this? What did you get? And then in the meantime, we can move around a little bit because there's a lot of things coming our way. So,
well, if anyone would want to imagine how their leadership meetings go, you just saw a bit of that and me saying, hey guys, let's come back to point. Well, it's really has been awesome. I'm doing stuff in the last month. You know, if you tell me 5 months ago I would be doing all this stuff, I would say, nah, I wouldn't even do that. It's been an amazing experience. I'm glad I said yes when Mark and Daniela offered the job. And it's been great connecting with people in general all over, you know, New Zealand, Australia, and Russia. It's just amazing, amazing team. And for me personally is part of my intention of growing embodiment in the Arab speaking world, in my community. And this has been a great push. It was like, wow, I'm learning, I'm talking with people on top of their fields and having personal stories and connection. Wonderful. And yeah, learning a lot, really. And I haven't ever thought that the day would come when Mark tells me, Manal, slow down. So I was speaking much faster than he was. So yeah, personal growth, community, awesomeness, all the way.
So much, wonderful. Yes, that's the day when Mark says, tells other people to slow down. Do you tell yourself to slow down?
I'm gonna be in the spa all of next week.
He's gonna be in the spa all of next week, just so we know. I would love to move on from highlights to celebrations. I know they're kind of intertwined with each other, but first of all, I wanna ask Sandra to please unmute yourself. Our wonderful volunteer manager, Sandra.
Sandra.
We are clearly going crazy here in the London HQ. It's like, whoa, crazy. What am I supposed to do? Yes, I'm celebrating serious now, people, come on, we're a serious conference. I'm celebrating 300 amazing volunteers who actually have been running this conference with kind of minimal support from us. So thank you. We had volunteers who were selflessly working 24/7 from every part of the world, and they're super amazing. They did all the summaries, they helped our customer support team, channel managers, you name it, they did it. Selflessly, and they jumped everywhere they could, and they are called Volicorns. So yes, celebrating all of them. This has been the most amazing part of the work. And
thank you all the volunteers. Wow, this thing would not have happened otherwise. I mean, all of the people that we're thanking now, it wouldn't have happened without you. So next up we have Masha.
Hello, yes. As you know, the conference was also about international outreach. But before I tell you a bit about the translation work that we did, I just want to share an amazing fact, and that is that the conference was represented either by staff or by participants in a whopping 94 countries in the world. And I'm going to attempt to read out these countries. So let's see how fast I can go. So the conference was represented in Albania, Algeria, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Bahrain, Barbados, Belarus, Belgium, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Brazil, Bulgaria, Burkina Faso, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Ecuador, Egypt, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hong Kong, Hungary, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Iran, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Ivory Coast, Jamaica, Japan, Jordan, Kenya, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Macau, Malaysia, Malta, Martinique, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, North Macedonia, Norway, Pakistan, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, can't breathe, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Puerto Rico, Qatar, Romania, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Scotland, Senegal, Serbia, Singapore, Slovakia, Slovenia, South Africa, South Korea, Spain, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Switzerland, Taiwan, Thailand, Trinidad and Tobago, Turkey, Ukraine, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, United States, Uruguay, Venezuela, and Vietnam. So hooray for all of you around the world supporting us. Thank you for that. And I also want to quickly just remind you that the 27 keynote sessions on the main stage were live interpreted into 6 languages, and they were subtitled in 8 languages. So you will find that on the recording. So go ahead and buy. And here's to all of the unsung heroes of the translation and interpretation. You were all wonderful. Mwah.
And we have some love for Masha and the whole translation team. Say thank you in the chat in any language. And if
thank
you missed
you
your... If we missed your country, put that in the chat. Maybe there's more than 94.
Oh my. So thank you, Masha. Thank you, all of the interpreters. It's an amazing way to make this more accessible, this work. It's been quite a big task. So next up, we have way more people to thank on the team, but one part in particular is customer service, because they'll be working after the conference still. They've been working really hard already. So Agatha, how about you? Thank you so much.
Hi, so thank you for the geography lesson, Masha. I don't have that. I would like to introduce our team. So my name is Agatha, and we have Alina, Dagmara, Scott, and Mandy. All 5 of us were helping to answer all the questions you guys had. And we are super proud to be part of this conference. It's been a fantastic team to work with. And I also want to say thank you to the whole community, because not only asking the questions, but sending these emails full of gratitude words and sharing your stories about how the conference is affecting you, how you will benefit from it. It's been a beautiful read most of the times, and we were touched, and we were constantly reminded why we're doing what we're doing. We are just proud of it. And yes, thank you for letting us being part of this journey for you. And also, we're not going anywhere, like they said, we're still around, so keep in touch, I guess.
For all those of you who bought the recordings, you'll be dealing with Agatha, please
She's going to be very busy the next few days. She will get through emails, though, okay? And Agatha and Alina and the whole team, customer support, are just so patient and so just detail-orientated. I couldn't do any of that shit. They're brilliant at it. So we're super lucky to have them. While the team are relaxing, they'll be still working. So thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, let's all take a breath. And everybody as well, look in the chat because there's a lot of celebrations coming your way. A lot of love for people in the team. A lot of amazing sessions that people were part of that you can have a look at. I would love to be able to read some of that, but the chat is just going too fast. So the next thing would be to look. Yes, so more people in the team. Mark?
Yes.
I need this thing.
Oh, sorry, I messed up the thing.
So I'm just gonna read this because the printer was out, because things obviously happened. So besides the Sandra, there were more people on the volunteer team besides the volunteer. So that's Justine and April. They were coordinating the summary people. They were coordinating the hosts, the tech hosts. Really, really well done. Thank you, people from the night shift volunteers, for doing the 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 6 a.m. UK slots. You guys are heroes. I'm supposed to slow down for Mark again. Please take it in more than I than, and I'm going too fast. So you take it in slower than I pass it out. For web and design, oh my God, Smadar or Pete. Matt, Kata, Brian, awesome, awesome, awesome work.
Smadar made the portal with a lot of help from Pete. She actually forced her husband all to be involved, unpaid, and they have a very small baby at the same time. And they were working so hard, I had to send a babysitter around, and that's find one in Tel Aviv and get them to get a bit of help. But Smadar really, really worked incredibly hard. And I was so worried about that portal collapsing with under the weight of half a million people. So big, big love to the whole tech team.
Yeah, look at those chats coming in. Awesome, really lovely. Keep moving, by the way, keep breathing as we're doing this. We don't, you know, that's lovely. So what else? Video and tech, oh my word. Connor and all the video people, amazing, amazing work to get all this stuff up so fast on the website, all the replays. Luke, Damien, and Dan over here, been awesome. Yay, those people, the behind the camera people. Masha, of course, with the interpreters, the sponsors. We have Elan here as well as one of the sponsors, but all of them, and Rafe as well. Thank you so much for that. People that lent us money, the crowdfunders, the people that have already upgraded, you made this financially.
Let me say something about those. So I literally had no financial plan for doing this. I just went, Daniela, we're doing it. And then afterwards went, how are we going to do that? And someone said, well, you could borrow some money. And I said, well, no one's going to lend me money, are they? That would be irresponsible and, you know, not a good idea. But actually, people did. At zero interest, people lent us £300,000. And I paid them back yesterday, which was good. See, because one of them was my best friend, and others were just... I don't want to name them, because some of them, they're a little embarrassed about it, but they know who they are. And the same with the early adopters, the crowdfunders. They bought a thing that didn't yet exist. We said, hey, do you want to buy this thing called the Embodiment Conference? And like 1,000 people were like, yeah, sure. So thank you so much, because that gave us the money along with the sponsors who we're going to name to actually make this happen, because we had bills to pay. So it's easy to forget that people that make things happen with money and practical, we live in the real world. So thank you all.
Very, very lovely. Thank you, leadership team.
Leadership team.
Who's that?
Who's on the leadership team?
Is anybody leading this thing? Okay, one of the tech guys is stepping on.
Darius really in charge. Come. Who do you see who's really in charge?
Mark, shut up and take some thanks.
Who's really in charge?
As well, thank you. There's all this love coming in for everybody. We really appreciate it. Customer support, Agatha, Alina, Dagmara. Marketing and affiliates. Kane has been doing a wonderful job. Alessio, Joe, Tad.
Kane's our copywriter. He writes the emails, and I had to teach him how hippies speak to speak to you guys. And he's just like a normal person.
Oh, no.
And he's done really, really well. So the marketing team, again, like people like Alessio, he's our main marketing guy. He got COVID, and he like this week, and he phoned me up going, okay, Mark, so I think we should do that. I was like, go to bed. So like those guys have worked so hard in the background. So lots and lots of love. George Cow, Tad Hargraves, Julia Chantere, Alex Howard, a big supporter of ours. These are people who gave us advice. And I'm not really a good businessman, but these people are. And they, without them, it just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah. So our diversity inclusion consultant person, Cheryl, oh my word, she knows how to say things that we would just make a shitstorm out of. So thank you so much. Whoopsie. No, but she really means it as well. So I thank you so much for all that we've been able to formulate because of you, how we really feel about things. So it's much appreciated. Charity coordination, Rasheem. Social media warriors, oh my lord, Rosie and your moderator team, incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping it fun and beautiful and enriching on our Facebook group and elsewhere. Admin and newsletters, Aggie and Leela, other unsung heroes, amazing. And all the presenters, all the attendees, all you people sharing that love in the chat right now and being here to celebrate and to close this wonderful, wonderful experience together with us. So, having said that, I need to go somewhere else in my thing. What's next, Mark? Why did this matter and what's next?
Okay, thank you. Should we all take a breath together? It's all a bit manic, isn't it? So, breathing in and out. Do a couple more, breathing in and out. One more, all together, all around the world, breathing in the good stuff, the last good stuff from the conference, and breathing out any bullshit. Okay, why did this matter? For me, the body, connecting to the body, is the root of our humanity. And I would like to see humanity be human. I hope that doesn't sound glib, rather than disconnected and brutalizing to ourselves, each other, and the planet. That's the big reason I think we're all here. And I think we need that now as much as ever. People have called this the Woodstock of the digital generation. I felt very proud when people started saying that. I thought I think it was maybe Matthew who said that originally, but it caught on, Matthew. That feels special. And people have been asking me what's next. I'm gonna sleep for a week. That's what's next. Please don't email me. We're gonna have a fun day tomorrow. Please take care of yourself. There can be a real come down from an event like this. Don't underestimate that just because it's digital. We experienced this in 2008, right, Daniela? There can be this huge crash. So please, good self-care. Don't make any big decisions. Don't marry anyone, just keep it, don't buy any kittens. Okay, keep it calm for the next week, look after yourselves. You can always reach out on the Facebook group or on the rooms, which will continue, the coffee break rooms people like so much. We're gonna continue those 4 times a day for different time zones. Embodiment circles will continue. We'll announce this all in probably 2 or 3 weeks. We've got a super package for people that have bought the conference library. Well done, thank you, appreciated. So some offers for you. We'll probably do a very sort of cheap thing in a couple of weeks because we know some people can't afford the library but want to contribute. So we might do just like with just a few sessions in. We're going to make a lot of the trauma videos, well, some of the trauma videos free to everyone. Just we think that's a positive thing to do. People have been saying, hey, you know, I need some trauma education, so we're going to put that out there. Who knows what's next? There will not be another conference like this, but no doubt we will do some small events. We're going to do something on ethical marketing, maybe something on parenting, maybe something on trauma, there'll be things that we put, you know, we put out onto the list to you guys. But mostly, I'm just going to rest for most of the winter and sort of have a winter, you know, emotionally and physically. And I, you know, I hope you guys do too. Really wish everyone well. I know this isn't an easy year for many people. So I really hope this conference has given people some resources, some, you know, it's kind of like a taste, isn't it, of all these teachers. And I would invite you to go deeply into one teacher's work. If there's someone that's inspired you to look them up, you know, maybe it was Philip Shepherd or Charles Eisenstein or whoever it was that inspired you, go deeper into their work rather than just stay on the surface. I think we're a great place to taste things, but yeah, embodiment's in the long-term practice. So yeah, if you want to add to that, Danielle.
Yeah.
Nice, okay, what's next?
Well, another screen, too many screens. So one of the sentences of the year has been, you're muted. The other sentence has been, can everybody hear me? My sentence has been, I have too many tabs open. So let's move on and take another breath.
I believe we have a nice little montage of the conference coming up. That, am I correct?
Thank you for that. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, everybody. Appreciate being here.
Say hi, Mama.
Greetings, family.
Total pleasure.
Has a sense of humor. Put on a bat hat every now and then.
Hey! Ha! Our body is amazing.
Find ways to dance.
I can do the splits and stuff like that, 46. So.
Wow.
I have to give a huge shout out to the Embodiment Conference. Mark, mwah, 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 mwah.
I am delighted.
The rest of the team, mwah, 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 mwah. I just love you.
Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Oh my word. What? Did all those things happen? It's crazy. Oh, okay. So for to close off our, oh my God, I'm feeling sad now. I've been keeping the sadness at bay with busyness. But here we are at the end. So in order for to help us land and in order to to smoothly exit this conference period, we would love to take you on a little journey, a little ceremony. So Ilan, would you welcome us to that, please?
Wow, thank you. Yes, we made it. I love these moments when I'm proud of being a human. I love these moments. And this is really a week or 12 days where I feel like, yes, we are amazing. And we belong into spaces like this where we are so connected. It's like we are wired for this connection. I'm super, super grateful. And having contributed something to this experience at the same time being only in the beginning of learning, of studying from all of you, it makes me so insanely grateful. And I feel like, yeah, we are full of courage, of vision. We have stamina, we have balls. We are desperated enough in order to be alive no matter what. Thank you. Yeah. And if there is anything more that I should contribute now,
thank you so much. So, Jayaraja, can you unmute yourself? Because otherwise we won't hear Mini J. Thank you.
Okay. It has been quite an experience to be here the last 12 days, this rich conference. But taking it in requires us to kind of have a level of stillness in ourselves. So I'm going to invite you just to close your eyes, put your feet flat on the ground, and bring the awareness inside the body. Just this amazing, almost like cosmic experience these last 2 weeks. Bringing awareness to the sounds that are surrounding. Bringing awareness to the light through the closed eyelids. Bringing awareness to the taste in the mouth. Bringing awareness to the sense of smell. Bringing awareness to touch, so feeling the warmth or coolness of the body. If it is a support, maybe placing one hand on the heart area, one hand on the belly. And sensing how that is. We are alive in this amazing time where through the power of technology, we can be connected all around the world. And when 2020 started, we had no idea what would unfold in the world. The word Zoom meant to go fast. So fortunately, in time for the embodiment conference, and no, we didn't spread a virus in order to get everybody familiar with Zoom. That rumor's false. But we learned through the process of stillness to be able to connect across technology, staying in touch with the body. And at the same time, using the imagination to have a heart connection through the screen, but mainly through our imagination. So staying connected to the self. Feeling a breath come and go. And those who have worked on the conference, connecting in with the excitement, with the struggles, with the fears, with the friendships. Present now in the body as memories. And the conference started 12 days ago. Did technology hold up? Would we lose patience? Would we be bored? 10 channels. Some of the most gifted talented, wise members of the human race, able to share their insights. Recalling some of the moments that have touched, some of the moments that have gone beyond ideas into the heart, into the blood. And feeling the heart beating and the breath flowing in and flowing out. And here in this moment, meditating, connecting with the heart, with thousands of other people in 94 countries, or maybe 95 by now. So in the beating of my heart, I feel the beating of their hearts. Without the team, the volunteers, without the presenters, without the participants, there would have been no conference. Just letting it sink in, the myriad conditions that have led to this awesome, and I don't use the word awesome often, this awesome experience of wisdom, of embodiment, of humor, of the best in humanity. May it sink deeply into our hearts and may it flow out to be of benefit to all beings, to all life on this fragile planet. And feel the breath coming in and flowing out. And as you open your eyes, have a wide focus and take in the people on the screen, just a small sample of the many people who have contributed, who have participated. Just how fortunate we are. So opening your eyes, taking them in. Back to you, Miriam.
Actually, I think we have Stefan here. Is that right?
Hello.
Hello. Guten Abend.
Here we are together with one foot inside the circle of this ceremony, of this conference. And the other foot is beginning to step into the outer world. Now it is a part of the ceremony of the harvesting. It is the end ceremony time now. What richness will we gathering from this field, like little squirrels, putting the nuts in the sack. You are invited now to take reflections on all of these jewels and writing in the chat, what other practices you will be taken away from this conference and practicing on a daily basis. I will reading some out. Squirrels, wearing velour, laughing more, rain, breathing, keeping time, dancing, presence, stepping into the body, playfulness, taking a shower in the wisdom of Ruby Vax, self-acceptance, kindness, forgiving, empowerment, crooning, that is cool, online dancing, cellular breathing, regulating and co-regulating and understanding the difference between them. If I have a cold, I will visualize unicorns making a nasal flossing for me. The bad hat, ethical marketing, badassery, community. What an overflowing sack of treasures. I invite you now to take your hands in the air wherever you are in the world and reach towards this sack and take all these practices and squeeze them towards your body and tense up your arms and tense up your body. Squeeze, 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 breathe in and relax. Relax. And one more time. Bring them into the chest, bring them in, up, up, squeeze, squeeze, tight, tight. I will say to yourself, I will get up at 5 a.m. and I will do 27 practices before 7 a.m. every single day. Sink it, sink it, and then relax, relax, shake it out, shake it out, shake it out. And one last time, take all of these towards you. Open up your heart and shovel them inside. Shovel them, stuff them in. Stuff them, put them in and say, unless I do all of these things every day, I am a bad person and feel tight, 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 tight. And relax, relax, relax. Let it all drop away. We will take the notes with us that are correct for us. We have made the new connections. We have made contact in this deep and rich field. And like a squirrel, we can return to where the nuts are buried. This part of the harvesting is complete. Dankeschön. Hello.
Dankeschön, der Stefan.
Stefan, German people are funny.
So now Jamie's actually invited.
Jamie's actually allowed on. Jamie.
Well, right now.
Yeah, now you're supposed to.
Oh, okay. Well, in the spirit of inclusivity, this whole conference is so much about wholeness and togetherness. I don't want us to forget to be whole and welcoming and kind to all the crazy characters that live in all of our heads. All the DJs of Headfuck FM, the radio station that never ends. And so just take a moment to go internal. And if you have one of these characters, I'm gonna go through the first 12 that I discover. You know, when I first went into my own brain to tame the monkey mind, I realized there wasn't just one monkey in there. There's a whole committee of monkeys in my head. I have the cast of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that lives in my head. So I went in and I'm going to say the first 12 that I found. And if you have it too, you can write amen in the chat thread. But in whatever way, just extend a kind, welcoming, inclusive love wave to each of the characters that live in your head. The first one I find in there when I go in my mind is my warrior, pessimist, catastrophizer that's willing to paint everything black, that's always jumping in and taking control of my life. So sending love to the inner warrior, pessimist, catastrophizing character that lives in there. That's number one. Ah, welcome. The second one that lives in my head, the raging, insatiable to-do list addict, making him or her welcome, the to-do list addict that can never stop ticking things off the list and will never rest. Welcome to him or her. The third one that often gets triggered to another one of my bodyguards, the vengeful murderer. Yes, there are some days when people should just die. sending my love and my welcome to my vengeful murderer that is constantly trying to protect me in different ways. Amen. The fourth one, is that the fourth one? The fourth one that lives in my brain, the innocent victim, the one who's always giving so much but never fairly treated. Oh, the one who's so persecuted. And the entourage of the innocent victim, so that when I present evidence to defend myself, I have a gallery of beings that listen to me in my head when I've been treated unfairly and go, yes, Jamie, that was absolutely outrageous. So the innocent victim and the entourage of the innocent victim, inclusively welcome. Thank you for trying to protect me. The fifth one, the naive child. Oh, the shit that we've put that poor child through, who thinks every day, this time, it's going to be different. I can go into this relationship. I'm not going to be a fucking crazy basket case this time. Ah, the naive child. Bless you and all your attachments. You're welcome too. Thank you for trying to protect me and be optimistic. I'm sorry for all you've been through. The sixth one and the seventh one, they work together, but I consider them too. The sixth one, the inner critic. Ah, welcome the inner critic for showing me all my unconscious beliefs that limit me. When we look at the inner critic properly, we suddenly realize that it reveals the unconscious limitations and the prison I live in of all my beliefs of how I limit myself. Thank you, inner critic, for trying to protect me. Working very closely with the seventh one, the slave driver. Come on, you can do more. Everyone else is doing it. Oh, you haven't done any yoga this week. Oh, and you've eaten all the biscuits. Oh my God. Thank you, slave driver, for doing your best to keep me in line. The eighth one, one of my favorites, the strategizing control freak. Amen, holy Jesus, Allah Akbar, Jah Rastafari, the strategizing control freak. Again, trying to keep in its panicked way me safe from all risk. Thank you for trying to protect me. The ninth one, or the 10th one, I don't know what we're on so far, the superior one who knows better. The one who loves to roll their eyes and shrug, and we can do it all together now. The superior, know better, know it all that lives inside us. All together, we do a big superior eye roll, a shrug, and a sigh, and say, for fuck's sake, as we judge all the other people who are less spiritual than us. All together on three. One, two, three. For fuck's sake. The 11th one, and I know this one is a big one for all of us. The pleaser, rescuer, martyr, the great manipulator who thinks that if I please you enough and rescue you enough and be enough of a martyr, then you will love me. The manipulation that never works and never gets us what we want. God bless the pleaser, rescuer, martyr. Thank you for trying to protect me and keep my life straight. The sex maniac, number 11, who is always available. Donkeys and baked beans, whatever it is, whatever you love. Thank you for being so ever present in my life. And last of all, most importantly, the loving presence that witnesses it all. The loving presence that can see all these characters and say, thank you, but you're not the decision maker. The loving presence that sees me being a crazy fucking basket case and is always forgiving and saying, how human of me. Thank you, my inner beautiful characters. Thank you to your inner characters. A welcoming, inclusive, namaste, namaste out of it. Thank you, everybody.
Ron.
Ron Hill, you're up.
So, if Ron dropped off for any reason,
Right, finally managed to unmute. Thank you. So, just bring in the imagination. What has this amazing conference meant to us? Is there a pose, like a surfer, you know, balancing, or an image of choosing the grains of sand that you want to keep? Or the wind on your face, or the sun on your skin, or planting seedlings? Is there something or some words that you remember that you want to treasure? So after the feast of all that we've experienced, many different things, as we begin to step out of this wonderful conference space that we've loved so much, before tumbling back into the circumstances that await us, let's take care of ourselves. Come into the ground of our being. Let your body move as it will, as you imagine digesting all that has come to us, filtering, absorbing, assimilating, integrating, and of course, taking all this in to create all the new things that are going to arise. With our learning, our healing, our growing, and oh, those delicious connections that we've made, cultivating. Oh. And let's come into self-care pose again with one arm underneath and another on the opposite shoulder. And really holding tightly to all the fantastic experiences we've had that we're really treasuring. Celebrating with gratitude the presence that we brought here to receive all that we received and the embodied gifts that we're now bringing into the world. Connecting within ourselves like this, so that we can connect outwards to others. Lavishing self-care into every cell of our body. Treasuring all that we've experienced, really celebrating it with huge gratitude. Letting our breath flow through us. Thank you, everyone. Mm. Just a massive thank you.
Brooke. Oh.
Thank you, Ron. Brooke, the poet laureate of the conference. Are you there, Brooke McNamara?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Oh, gosh, I'm so moved. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for letting me share my poems throughout the past 12 days. And I just have one more for you. And this one is brand new. And so I want to thank you all for inspiring it. I've just been working on it since the conference started. So thank you for helping me bring this into form. And if you'd like to bring a little heat into your hands and then bring your hands to your heart or wherever on your body would like some touch, go ahead. And this poem is called Vessel. This breath together, in and out, right now, creates a vessel for our travels through rising, wilding waters. This breath, a remembrance that if we look between toes, eyebrows, ideas, or organs, between vertebrae, words, and selves, what we're looking for finds us. Forgiven in this breath together, in and out right now, already forgiven in each other's eyes, we're now able to taste our own innate goodness through spontaneous sighs, tense bellies, unlocked jaws, and riotous thighs to receive unsung abundance from our sentient, wombing worlds, rushing in to remember us connected. And so we can now grapple well together. I saw the twisted childhood heart flow a little open through your gesturing arms. We steadied through glitches, and I heard two real weathered humans who'd never met say, "I know you." We heaved debts up into view, befriended memories lodged within sacrum, saliva, under lungs, and behind our eyes. I discovered under the tongue an innocent wanting to just be together. To just be together, breathing in and out right now, already forgiven. This vessel of shared and undulating awareness, tangled intentions rising and dying, will carry us as home, especially when there is no escape from this terrible, miraculous mess we so intimately are. This breath together, in and out, right now, our vessel. This breath together, in and out. Thank you.
Brooke, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's mostly what remains to be said. We are moving towards a close here. After poetry, it's a little crass, but it supports the conference. If you haven't got the library, it doubles in price tomorrow. Support yourself, support us, get all the notes, all the good stuff. That would be appreciated, and think of it as a gift to yourself. There's a lot of things that aren't included generally in the conference that are included in that. So all of the speakers. I think we should give Daniela some extra love and thanks. Come on on. I'm going to make you cry one more time. Flowers! This is the woman who really made this whole event happen. And I've made cry many times, sometimes for good reasons, sometimes for less good reasons. And I want to publicly thank for being the queen of the conference, an awesome human being. You've been holding it with me for 2 years, really. It's taken 500 people, but you were the first, and I want you to be the last to be truly thanked. So take a bow and give
us... Thank you, Daniela.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniela.
You're awesome.
We love you.
You want to say?
Mike's open, everybody. Thank you, Daniela.
I just want to see me cry.
Look, by the library of recordings, you make Daniela cry. Oh my God. Okay, so what have we got? We're going to do final thanks first. You all have this book. In times of chaos, the body is an anchor. In times of mistrust, the body is a source of wisdom. In a time of disconnection, the body is where reconnection begins, first to ourselves, then to each other, and vitally to the planet. We will finish with a very simple ritual of saying thank you. So, we have different languages on the staff team. What is it? Oh, Mark, English. Thank you. Daniela, German.
Dankeschön.
Manal.
Shukran.
Miriam.
Danke, Nivel.
Roisin.
Ah.
Virginia.
Da freut es du mal.
Karin.
Schiller.
Karin Schiller.
Rasheen.
Cat.
Go ahead, Niagara.
Oh, Gaelic. Okay, Kat.
I think she might
not
be. Rats, you have now.
Thank you. Sandra.
Koala.
And we're going to end, I think there's many more.
Vesima.
Oy vey.
The Russians. Of course, the Russians. But let's end with Steve and Australia.
I could go to a room. Cheers, catches.
I invite everyone to take a step back or just lean back, maybe if you're in the chair. Everyone, come on in London. Come on, if you're here. Come on in. Miriam, thank you. Jai Raja, thank you. Joan, come on.
I've got my man slippers on. It's okay.
I can't see them.
Yeah. Looking at the screen, taking one more moment to feel your body. Let's take one last breath together. We're all going to say, if you want to join me, thank you in your first language, wherever you are in the world, and then we will turn the screen off. Okay, so we're going to unmute everyone on the screen. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, unmute, and then thank you. Take a breath together, and then that'll be the end of the Embodiment Conference 2020. Things will continue in the community, but the conference will be over. So on three, we're going to unmute and say thank you in our first languages if you want to join us. One. 2, 3.
Thank you.